In just a minute, Bill gives in to his most depraved rhymal urges in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, please listen to this quote from serial entrepreneur Elon Musk.
I think they know there is some risk here.
That's an understatement about the two mysterious rich people that will be paying Elon Musk to take them where?
Wait, Elon Musk makes cereal?
No. It took me about, as you heard, about 4 seconds to realize the confusion. He's a serial entrepreneur in the same sense like some people are serial killers.
Got it. Okay. All right, so can you repeat the question?
Yes. Yep. So those people, Elon Musk is saying that there will be risk for the two unknown people who are paying him a lot of money to take them where?
To the moon.
Yes, to the moon. Yes, okay.
To the moon.
To the moon, Alice. These two unnamed, quote, space tourists will be launched on a rocket. They'll fly around the moon without landing on it, and then they will just come back. They're the billionaire version of your great uncle and aunt who go on vacation but never leave the hotel. Roxanne, thanks to a story on NPR, based on work by researchers at the University of Alberta, we finally know scientifically how much what is in an average swimming pool.
How much urine?
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
As reported on NPR, scientists have found a reliable way to detect the amount of pee in a pool. In the words of one researcher, quote, you can assume that if people are using your pool, they're peeing in it. And according to 100% of swimmers, the presence of the urine can be explained by that other guy in the pool.
So this study was alarming because apparently when the urine combines with the chlorine, it can do terrible things to you. It causes, that's what the study said. The study wasn't just so alarming because people pee in the pool. I think we all
know. So what is it like? But if you combine the urine with peanut butter, it's delicious.
Well, actually,
Venmo, urine business.
What's really interesting is, well, how do you chemically determine how much urine is in a pool? And this is how they did it, through the magic of artificial sweetener. Because you eat or drink artificial sweetener, it does not react to your body. It passes out exactly the same chemical form. And unlike human urine, it does not react with the pool water or chemicals either. So it's still there. So basically, what they do is they measure how much, say, Splenda is in the pool, and they can extrapolate.
There's an easier way to do this. Get everybody to eat a lot of asparagus before they jump in.
That's right.